2 months after the attacks on the World Trade Center, I walked down to the site to pay my respects to those who had died. There were some makeshift memorial sites where people had left cards and notes, and I wrote down some of what they left because I wanted to remember, and I want to share that with you right now. Quote, if you love someone, put their name in a circle, because hearts can break, but circles go on forever. Rene Girardot wrote this on a poster sent by the 5th and 6th graders from Carbondale Community School in Colorado. The poster was part of a memorial display on a fence at St. Paul's Cathedral, close to the World Trade Center. And then there was this written on a card left at a memorial site overlooking the World Trade Center. We can reach out and give, and then reach out some more. We can help make a difference like never before. We can take a close look deep within our own hearts, stop any prejudice right where it starts. We can vow to respect every faith, every creed, knowing each offers comforts to spirits in need. We can make this America's best shining hour and ask for the wisdom to help guide our power. We can keep candles burning and proud flags unfurl. We can pray for our nation. We can pray for the world. We owe it to ourselves, to our country, to each American who has suffered so deeply, to always remember September 11th in our hearts and do whatever we can to make a difference in the world. And then, written author unknown, a typewritten note left at the same memorial site. Half of the note had even weathered away. Quote, if I knew that it would be the last time that I'd see you fall asleep, I would touch you, tuck you in more tightly, and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and a kiss and call you back for one more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would videotape each action and work so I could play them back day after day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare a minute or two to stop and say, I love you, instead of assuming you would know I do. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more, so I can just let this one slip away. There will always be another day to say, I love you. And certainly, there will be another chance. And then a child wrote, I love you, Daddy. We miss you so much. Lisa, we miss you all. We pay our respects, and we remember all those who died, all those who survived. We will never forget.